The U.S. Army says the man who detonated explosives in front of a Las Vegas hotel showed no signs of mental distress before he went on leave. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
In late December, Master Sergeant Matthew Livelsberger rented a Tesla Cybertruck in Colorado and drove it to Las Vegas. On New Year's Day, he shot himself and detonated a bed full of explosives in front of the Trump Hotel. Over the weekend, the Pentagon says they have a program that provides physical, cognitive, and medical support services to those in need, and that Livelsberger had taken advantage of their programs. But they also said he didn't display any, quote, concerning behaviors in late 2024 before he was granted personal leave. Las Vegas police and federal officials both continue to investigate what happened. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
People in the marijuana industry in Colorado are hopeful about turning the corner this year after another down year in 2024. Recreational cannabis sales exceeded $1 billion last year, but that was down around 10% from the year prior. Ethan Shaw is a longtime marijuana grower. He says for years after the pandemic, he was forced to discount product because too many businesses rushed into cannabis during the lockdowns.
I mean, there was one year where we had 70 new pre-roll companies come on the market. So if you're a pre-roll company, I mean, how do you deal with 70 new companies with all that runway, all that weed to give away?
Shaw says he's finally starting to sign contracts where he can make some profit. An early screening program from the University of Colorado Cancer Center has helped the state of Kentucky record a 10% drop in late-stage lung cancer. CU Center teamed up with the University of Kentucky nearly a decade ago. Jamie Stutes, the program co-leader at CU, says the key is developing trusting community relationships.
We can reduce costs and improve our public health by doing this more effectively.
This is CPR News.